Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I am weary. I'm so lonely. Yeah, they say Jesus is my God and Savior.
Of the world. But how did that happen? It had to happen first with one who was able to hear the Lord. And it was Samuel who heard the Lord. What is Sam? Hearing. Arabic. In Hebrew is Samuel, but in Arabic is Sam. It means hearing. Sam means the power to hear. And Samuel was the power, had the power to hear God. He had the hearing to follow God, to heed God. So he was made a prophet to pass on the blessing to David. He found David in the field. Is that right? And he brought David to David's mission. Right? And David became the worker in the world. Now, we see in the Bible two people, but actually they represent two movements within one human person. You have to hear first before you know what to do. Now, let's see here. You know, excuse me if I act like this sometimes. But my grandfather, he preached and shouted it for about 40 years. And my mother was a holiness woman who sung spirituals while she was cooking. So I grew up under those influences. And I think that preacher who started preaching as soon as he got off the boat, some of his genes must be in me, because I just can't help it sometimes. I don't know what it is. Now, Bilal, Bilal was made the first Mu'adhin, right? He was made the first Mu'adhin. What do we have? Udhun. Udhun. Ear. Mu'adhin. He calls to the ears. And then. The call that goes from the mu'adhin to the ears. Right? Yes, you who study Arabic, you know. Udhun, ears. Mu'adhin, one who makes the call, he calls adhan in the ears of the people. Right? Who got that role in religion under Prophet Muhammad? Bilal. What race was he? Did he look more like us or more like somebody else? All right. Good enough for me. So, there are many expressions in the Quran, commands in the Quran. Ut'u ila sabilillah, call to the way of Allah. Didn't say adhan. A different word is used for call. Da'wah. You see? Say call to the way of Allah with justice. And it goes on. But here is this, when it mentions siwa and the obligation that is placed on the leaders after Prophet Muhammad to follow his example. That's why that emphasis was on adhan. You see, I call you this way, so you if you follow me, you call the same way. I didn't slight any people. If you say you follow me, then you don't slight any people. You see? So the emphasis is on what Prophet Muhammad did. You want to know what Prophet Muhammad did? Here's what he did. He called the people equally. He didn't slight any race or any class. You see? But the word is adhan. And then Bilal is called mu'adhin. So what is this telling us? I'm talking to my folks. I'm talking to those who come to me as a friend, come to me as a follower. They come to me because they love me and they love what I teach. That's who I'm talking to. The rest of you are hearing, that's grace. Now, if Bilal was the one who was given that name, Mu'adhin, That's an indication to the whole world, especially to the Arabs, that you won't be the ones to hear when my community go to sleep. He said, my community is going to sleep. And he told them what's going to bring it to sleep. He said, you're going to get yourselves into the material things. And it's going to cause you to go to sleep. Yes. Now, who's going to wake them up? Bilal's job was not so much the night prayer. His job was the prayer just before dawn. His job was to come before the sun come up, while the people are in the bed, inclined to sleep, because that's a good sleep in the morning before dawn. That's the time when you owe your deed in your sleep. You've been doing it. You done got good into it. You have got up a momentum into the sleep. You know? The groove has been set. And before the sunrise now, he gave the role to my forefather to call them up out of their beds and bring them into the light of day. And he gave him the name Mu'ezzin. That's not taking anything from the great Khalifas, the right and the guided Khalifas. They acted upon knowledge that Prophet Muhammad had given them, shared with them. And they were able to keep the banner of al-Islam, or the truth of al-Islam, plain and forceful in the world. The Khalifa Abu Bakr, the Khalifa Omar, Ali, and Uthman, and others that followed them, they kept the knowledge up. They kept the knowledge before the people. But soon, the forces of greed began to operate, and Muslims began to break up. Instead of working together as a unified hand, didn't Prophet Muhammad show them a hand? One? That's what he told them. Be as the fingers of the hand and make one fist. Yes. That's what he told them. And he told them the Muslim is as the body of the human being. It's as one body. If any member of that body is affected, the other members come to its aid. Isn't that what he said? That's what he said. But when our fathers from Africa went to Spain and took the Islamic culture there, did they get help from their Arab brothers? Their Arab brothers pulled against them. That's right. And they pulled against each other. They divided, became divided among themselves as an ummah, and they became divided among themselves on racial lines. After Prophet Muhammad had came already and killed the devil, Allah blessed him to throw the stone of truth and bust the head of Satan. Then they let the same old Satan come back up. Yes. But the indication in Prophet Muhammad picking Bilal is that resurrection will not come from the white. Resurrection will come from the black. Yes. And it has happened. Yes. It has happened. Not all at once. As the sun shineth from the east, even unto the west, come by gradual movement. Little bit, we knew it was coming. That man talked some weird talk, but we knew Elijah had something. It's something is happening. And before Elijah, Drew Ali, our people that heard Drew Ali, they knew he was different. Something is coming. Yeah. And Marcus Garvey. A lot of people don't know that he emphasized God too. And he dressed his women in long dresses and told them to cover their hair. Yes, he did. Marcus Garvey too. We knew something was coming. Yeah. Yeah. And Elijah, man, he was so way out. He was hitting and missing and playing so many notes. He just confounded our senses. And we knew something was coming. That, yeah, something is there. Something is there. There's got to be something in this man. If something was in him. Where is Dean Muhammad? Yes. I tell you all, I came from about 1,000 years ago. You don't believe it. Yes. Allah bring out of the people by gradual pull. He bring out of the people what he wants. Yeah. So we hope to talk on this some more, but let's go to another one. No, pardon me. Let's look at the verses connected with it. Because this is not by itself. This verse is in a verse environment. Praise be to Allah. Let's see. Let's go to the verse before this verse. And the verse before this verse says, verily means without doubt. In the Quran is a message for people who would truly worship Allah. Now let's come to the verse after. We sent you not except as a mercy for all the world. Didn't send you to just Arabs. We have sent you as a mercy for all the world. Lil'alamin. And this translator translated for all creatures, which is true. But alim, as it's commonly used, refer to man's world. Human world, you see? So I call you, surely we sent you not, but as a mercy. What is the word mercy? Rahmah, mercy. To all creatures, it says here, or to all the worlds. Let's go up to the verse before the first one I read, verse 106. Let's go to verse 105. It says, before this, we wrote in the Psalms, after the message given to Moses, my servants, the righteous, shall inherit the earth. Now, is this clear enough? No imperialist going to inherit this earth. No white supremacist going to inherit this earth. No racist. Those that are true to their Lord and Creator, they will inherit the earth. That's what it's saying. And the condition down here, I call you all on terms of equality, means that the terms that are needed in order for us to come into this righteousness and accept this equality, we must put down racism and classism
and see ourselves as one living unit working for the pleasure of our Lord. Yes. Let's go on now. Let's see what's. Look, the verse that comes after the verse that calls us on terms of equality. It says, it is he, meaning Allah, it is he who knows what is open in speech and what you hide. So we are talking about the need for equality, and it's saying that some people are secretive. Some people are deceitful. They have secrets that they hold over the people's heads. Allah knows it. Let's go on to the next verse now. This is at the end of the chapter. This message is at the end of this chapter, which tells us that the most important thing in this whole chapter is this message of equality. The 111th verse say, I know not, but that it may be a trial for you and a grant of worldly livelihood to you for a time. What is it talking about? It's talking about the blessing, the Rahmah, to all the worlds. It mentioned the Rahmah, that this is a mercy to all the worlds. It's talking about the Rahmah, the mercy to all the worlds. We know not, I know not, but that it may be a trial to you. This mercy, this great message of truth and equality and prosperity for all alike, Prophet Muhammad said, I don't know. He's talking to his own people. So I don't know if this is going to be a trial for you. God had blessed him through revelation, had blessed him to see that his people weren't going to uphold his great example. They were going to graduate it down. So he said, I don't know if this may be a trial for you. This great responsibility tried his followers to see if they were the excellence of Prophet Muhammad. And they failed the test. They were excellent, but they were not the excellence of the Prophet. They failed the test. Soon they let the evil forces creep back in and destroy the purity and the equality. Let's go on. Say, for a time. What is this referring to? Not only one, Rahmah is two. The blessing is two. It's material and then it's spiritual. The material, wasn't it a trial? And then they failed that test? What is the spiritual test in it? The requirement for equality. That requires great moral strength for you to not to exalt your own self or your own race above others. Right? Yes. So the trial there comes in the message, the blessing, which is the Rahmah. And this term is not speaking hanging in space or new term. In fact, the Quran tells us that this is no new put-together message. It's a correction and a completion. A correction on those scriptures that were messed up and a completion for the future of the whole humanity. Right? Okay. So let's look to the previous scripture. Says, before that awful and dreadful day of the Lord, I will send you Elijah the prophet. Is that not right? That's their book, right? Oh, is he talking about his father? No. It's a type. A type representing what has to come. Okay. What does Elijah represent? He represents a double blessing, yes.
He represents interpretation that makes possible the double blessing. The double blessing. And he told Elisha, he said, if you be with me when I'm taking, I'll give you a double portion of my spirit. Is that right? A double portion of my spirit. Meaning not only the spiritual insight, but also the scientific, the rational, material insight. So the Quran brought sciences along with spiritual and moral excellence, didn't it? Yes. Wasn't that a double blessing? Isn't that a double mercy? Some people are grouping those faiths in religion. They group and struggle for understanding, and they are really tortured because they can't find the truth, and they are put into a lot of lies. They live their lives struggling and searching for the light. Didn't they need mercy to understand the spiritual mysteries? Yes. So they needed a portion of God's mercy to come to their spiritual understanding, to give them spiritual insight. But those people working in the ordinary fields over the world, not having the sciences to improve the condition of their material state, didn't they also need a mercy? And didn't it have come as a fact? Isn't it a fact that the Quran came as a double mercy? Yes. And Elijah is a sign of that. That mercy comes by correct interpretation. The truth is here, but it's shrouded. It's sealed, it's covered, it's hidden by the kafirs who have kufr, cover. Yes, kufr is the disease of the kafirs. Do you know that? Kufr is the disease of the kafirs. And kufr sounds very much like cover. And the Bible says that the cover shall not be long enough. He shall expose the man of sin. Hear what he said? And what the book says? Yes. Say it'll be, the people used to sing, you know, the old folks. They used to sing. Say it's going to be so sharp that when he try to cover his head, his feet's going to show. They try to cover his feet, his head show. Yeah. So you think kufr is a new word. Kufr ain't no new word. It's talking about an old thing. Around here calling Christians the kafirs. You don't know what you're talking about. Christians ain't no kafirs. You might find among them a kafir, but they ain't no kafir any more than you're kafir. Now you go tell the wide-eyed blind sheikh that. Let's go now to, yes, we're going over time, but don't worry, you'll be all right. Don't worry. We're going to fix it so I believe you're going to be right. Your schedule is going to be just right. Let's go now to the third chapter of the Quran. Let's see, third chapter. Yes. Suratul Imran. The chapter Imran. And we want to go to the 50th verse. And you will see that these verses that we're getting ready to discuss now, they come in a verse environment wherein Jesus is highlighted. All right? And if you notice, the verse that I just read, the verse environment that we just read from, we saw there that the thing that's highlighted there is the need for righteousness
purity, equality. All right? And what's highlighted there most is the need for equal dealing with all people. Right? Okay. Now we come to some, and the word that was used was siwat. So let's put it back on the board. We want to put this word back on the board because it's the key word. Siwat. Okay? Siwat. All right. Terms of equality. Now, in the previous verse we read, this word was standing alone. It says, I call you Ale on Siwat. Right? Okay, now let's see this verse we're going to come to. But we want to read all of these verses first. And I'll read just the English to save time. I'm beginning now with verse 50, the translation I read. I have come to you to attest the law which was before me, and to make lawful to you part of what was before forbidden to you. I have come to you with a sign from your Lord, so fear Allah and obey me. Now, let us make quick comment on this first verse that I'm reading. Although the whole environment that exists, that this is in, is on the same problem. But this is more specifically addressed to what we are talking about here. Let's look here now. I have come to you to attest law which was before me, and to make lawful to you part of what was before forbidden to you. Now, so the Quran, see, the Bible says that Jesus said, I came not to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law of the prophets. Is that right? That's the Bible's language. But here the Quran is saying the same thing, but saying it more clearly. See, Jesus says, but to fulfill, mean to keep it on, to extend it until it's where Allah intends for it to be. The law has not yet reached its fulfillment. The law must be carried to its fullness, right? The law, to its fullness. If truth is carried to its fullness, there will be no injustice. So as long as there's a need for more justice, then the law must be carried further. It must be fulfilled. All right? And the Quran making it plainer, helping us to see what the New Testament is talking about. It says, to you, yes, to make lawful which was before me, and to make lawful, meaning something wasn't lawful yet, right? To make lawful to you part of what was before forbidden. To make lawful now something that was unlawful before among you. What was unlawful? And believe me, Muslims in the intelligentsia of Arabia, Egypt, Pakistan, all the great centers, all the great centers, excuse that slip. It wasn't me. In all the great centers, they have this problem. They think that still is forbidden to give the meat of the knowledge to common people. So they keep it to themselves, and you can't get it until you pass their ritual test. You have to pass their ritual initiation before they will share with you what they got. You have to prove that you are obedient to them like you should be to Allah. If you can prove to them that you obey them like you should obey Allah, that the fear of displeasing them is as strong as your fear that should be for Allah to displease Allah, then they will trust you because they know that you are their complete dummy. Once they are convinced that you are their total, complete dummy, their total slave, then they will share a little bit with you. This is too big a subject for today. Yes, because now we come to the message of Abd, slave of God, and how that term itself broke, shattered that kind of belief. Yes, but that's too much for right now. I will simply say this, that in the Quran, all the people that believe in this religion are addressed slaves of God. That's telling the sheikh, that's telling the rabbi, that's telling the priest, you are not entitled to a worshiper. They are all worshipers of Allah. They are not to be your servants. They are the servants of Allah. And we're going to come to it. Yes, baby, we're going to come to it. So what was unlawful that he made lawful? Yes. They charged Jesus with going and giving the people the... Is it okay to do this? It's taking more time. They charged Jesus with doing what? Giving the people the shoe, the show, the bread. Right? On the Sabbath day. On the Sabbath day. Oh, buddy, this is too much. I'm telling you, it's too much. What I mean is too much for a mortal to know that God can reach a mortal and teach him as a man teach a man. It's too much. Oh, yeah. Yeah, who you think taught me this? I'm just getting this now. Yes. So, the book says that Jesus was condemned for giving the people the, it's called shewbread. Look in your Bible. It's also called showbread. Why these two definitions? Shoe, the foot. What does shewbread mean? The fundamental. Foot is the basis that you stand on. So shewbread means the fundamental knowledge.
that supports the rest of the knowledge. In that term that they use, the epistemology. The explanation for the basis and growth of the knowledge. The fine flour of the special bread. Right? All right. So I said, they accused him of giving the people the shoe bread, or the show bread. Shoe bread means shoe. Spiritual. Spiritual insight is fundamental to all other knowledge. Yes. Doesn't Allah say, see how he raised up the heavens? And how he supports those heavens seemingly with no pillars? It mentioned the bird up in the sky, held aloft, without flying, without any effort. Nothing holds him up but Allah. Isn't that Quran? So it's telling us that God has given first for man's stability, spiritual insight into the science of the spiritual order. Yes, so this is the shoe, you see, shoe bread. But that special knowledge, that's the shoe bread that's hidden in shoe, S-H-U, that shoe bread, fundamental bread, that's hidden in Shu, the mythological deity of ancient Egypt, must come out of the darkness of Egypt and show itself. The Shu bread must show itself. Now, they said, well, Christ Jesus, peace be on the prophet, they say, well, Christ Jesus, we don't mind you giving out the bread, but not on the Sabbath day. Sabbath talk is tomorrow. But there's nothing wrong with us getting a little taste of it today. Say, we don't mind you showing it, but you're showing it on the wrong day, Jesus. How come it's the wrong day? Because one day in the week represents the day when the people's minds are alert. Don't show it on this day when the people's minds are alert to catch what you're saying. Wait until we put them to sleep. Minds are alert. Don't show it on this day when the people's minds are alert to catch what you're saying. Wait until we put them to sleep. A better day, perhaps, maybe Sunday. A Monday. A Tuesday. A Wednesday when they're repenting. Or thirsty when they're thirsty as hell. Wait until there's an indication that they want this. How can they want it when they are dead? You have killed them. They can't thirst. They can't repent. You have them under your influence. So I come out on Thursday with Friday. I come out on Sunday with Friday. I come out on Wednesday with Friday. But hey, he makes the days change
at his will. He makes every day Friday. That's not right. That's enough for that for today. Tomorrow is the talk on the Sabbath. And then you'll understand more. We don't want to waste all that time. We're going to say the same thing tomorrow. Inshallah, we are home, and we're going to go on out in the field. Praise be to Allah. Now, let's see here. So that's what he made lawful. He made lawful the thing that their leaders had made unlawful. They had made it unlawful to give a man the knowledge that would free him until he came to them and made obeisance. Yes. And I had a sheikh tell me, Brother Imam, we like you, but you won't ask. I didn't say anything. I haven't replied yet and never intend to. I got what I got without asking you. Why should I start asking you now at this late hour? No, I'm not coming into your circle. It's a three-ring circus. I don't want it. He says, it is Allah who is my Lord and your Lord. Then worship him. This is the way that is straight. Now, am I right? Is my reasoning right? If my reasoning right, how come these words now come up and the meaning is there and they make sense? And they have big meaning and a big message now. When before you read it, there was nothing. It was just dry. But now the life comes to these words. And not boasting for myself, I'm boasting for my Lord. When Jesus found unbelief on their part, he said, who will be my helpers to the work of Allah? Said the disciples, we are Allah's helpers. We believe in Allah, and we do thou bear witness that we are Muslims. Now notice the word that are used here. Jesus said, Man Ansari ila Allah. And they answered by saying, Nahnu Ansarullah, Amanna Billahi, وَأَشْهَدْ بِأَنَّ مُسْلِمُونَ. See? So the word is Ansar. Ansar, that's the key. Help us. But help us to what? What is Ansar? It is of a word, victory. Help us to victory. Not just help us. Help us can be helping in anything. Could be helping me build a masjid. But help us for victory's sake. They have an object down the road They have a goal to reach. He was asking for helpers that would help him in reaching the goal, gaining the victory. What is the victory? True freedom, justice, and equality. Who will be my helpers to free the minds of oppressed men so that that promised land of true freedom, justice, equality, dignity will come? A reality, or will come a reality for us. Who will be my helpers? Isn't this a better meaning? Doesn't this carry more relevance? More relevance is here. Yes. And again, what is it saying? Jesus didn't ask for a bad. He didn't say who would become my Ibad. Ibadi means my slave or my worshiper or my servant. He said, who will become my Ansar? He was asking for Ansar. He wants people to help him reach the victory. Those people that help him reach the victory are not his servants. That's why they answered, we are Ansarullah. We are the servants of God. And we bear witness that we are the true people, that we are the Muslims. Oh, how wonderful it is. Our Lord, we believe in what thou hast revealed, and we follow the apostles. Then write us down among those who bear witness. Their prayer was not to die on the wrong side, or not die, not be recorded that they were on the wrong, or right side, and not on the wrong side. Don't you know that's the heart of a true believer? He wants to be on the right side, and he wants the record to record him as he was, that he was not with the wrong people, he was on the right side. Praise be to Allah. And then unbelievers plotted and planned. And Allah too planned. And the best of planners is Allah. He didn't plan before they planned. Saying the unbelievers plotted and planned. And Allah too planned. I mean, he wouldn't have tripped them up with while they had their eyes closed if they hadn't started doing that themselves to his servants. They wanted to trip his servants up while they had their eyes closed. So since they resorted to scheming, God came out with a greater scheme, which is justice. Because he had promised, didn't he promise, in older scriptures, that he would give his blessings to the leadership of the righteous? Yes. And the Jews, the thought that they were the favorite people, and that if God is going to raise up one, he must come from the Jewish people. You see? But they schemed to deny other people. So then he planned to bring in those that they kept out. And before they knew it, it was done. As the book says, it comes in as a thief in the night. So they thinking that they got it all locked up, that it's all secure for them. And there come a man preaching from among the illiterate, those that they shut out. And he got what they got. They said, how did this happen? Impossible. We got all the machinery in the world working for us. It's impossible that this happened. Does God really exist? He thought it was just in theory. He taught them people. Behold, Allah said, O Jesus, I will take thee and raise thee to myself and clear thee of the falsehood of those who blaspheme. I will make those who follow thee superior to those who reject faith. To the day of the resurrection. Then shall you all return unto me, and I will judge between you and the matters wherein you dispute. All right. Keep thinking in the line that we're in. All right? And the relevance comes out. As to those who reject faith, I will punish them with terrible agony in this world and in the hereafter. Nor will they have any to help. They will have no helpers. Let us continue. As to those who believe and work righteousness, Allah will pay them in full their reward, but Allah loves not those who do wrong. Now that we know what wrong we're talking about, doesn't this have more relevance? Isn't this really the glorious Quran now? If you don't read it with the right understanding, it doesn't appear to be that glorious. I'm just telling the truth. See, you're afraid to tell the truth because you don't know it. I continue now. This is what we rehearse unto thee of the signs and the message of wisdom. Look how it's followed. It's saying that this is no ordinary conversation. This is no ordinary report. Allah speaking to Prophet Muhammad. And he says, this is what we rehearse unto thee of the signs and the message of wisdom. So do you expect to get some ordinary meaning, ordinary sense out of that? Do you expect for that just to turn, that to be just pointing to general issues? If this is a message that God is letting Prophet Muhammad in on, signs and wisdom, then it should be pointing to something big in our life, not something ordinary in our life. And my explanation points to that is biggest in our life. So who are you going to believe, me or Sheikh Bushi Bushiba? I continue reading now. The similitude of Jesus before Allah is as that of Adam. He created him from dust. Then said to him, be, and he was. Wonderful Lord. Let's go on reading. The truth comes from Allah alone. See how all these words, all these verses now have great impact? But without that understanding, you read this as dead, flat stuff. I know. Because I used to read it as you read it. All those who bear witness that I'm speaking to, raise your hand. Wonderful. We have Ansarullah. Okay. Those upon me, the truth comes from Allah alone, so be not of those who doubt. Now, Prophet Muhammad was delivering the message to his people in his time. Now, we are blessed to get it the same way he delivered it in that time. That's why I tell you, don't be doubting Thomases. You don't have no excuse to doubt me when I bring you things that you couldn't see before and make meaning richer for you, clearer for you, more productive for you. So why should you doubt me? No justification. Let me continue to read. And if anybody has something to say to justify, speak up now. Let me hear now your excuse, right now. What is your excuse for not following me? Raise your hand. Tell me your excuse right now. Yes, tell me, anybody. Tell me your excuse right now. If you have a reason to not follow me, tell it right now. Anybody. So this will be the witness in the judgment that nobody had a word to say. Now, let us continue to read. If any disputes in this matter with thee, now after all knowledge has come to thee, say, come, let us gather together, our sons and your sons, our women and your women, ourselves and yourselves. Then let us earnestly pray and invoke the curse of Allah on those who lie. So you think this is light stuff? Heavy message from the Lord of the world.
I'm so lost.
blessing that he did on the Lord. I'm still blind, and I cannot see. Yeah, and I'll get down on my knees, and ask Allah, please, tell me how could it be? And you know, he had a crown of thorns around his head, and a spike driven through his heart, his feet, and his hands. And I poured my heart out night and day for what they did to this man. But all the time, they were doing it to me. With a Caucasian mentality. Now I should have known that God was not dead. Yes, and that Jesus was only a sign of a people being put to sleep in the head and made spiritually and mentally blind. All praise is me. Now I see why I was mentally dead. That's what they meant about the thorns around his head. Was long, yeah, but now I understand the mystery is wrong. I was blind that I could not see, yeah, that the Caucasian on the cross, it was the slave driving for suffering of Jesus. Whoa, propagator, Jesus help now. I want to know why he's down the cross. If he was God,